This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We've got strong storms, we've got damaging winds, maybe even some tornadoes spinning up just to round out the flavor of meteorological spring that starts right now. It could all happen during your rush hour tomorrow. Before we get all to that, we're going to be dealing with some serious winds. In fact, the wind advisory starts up at 11 tonight. We could be looking at fire conditions, especially along and west of I-35. And as always, we activate the KRLD Storm Center for you if things go severe. Keep it right here all afternoon on KRLD and into tomorrow morning as we track this system and give you the latest. Our other big story today, the latest on a shooting death of a couple of people in the middle of the day at a car wash in Forest Hill.
Police even cleared people out of a field next to the car wash and strung up crime scene tape around a bigger part of the property. People who live nearby were still watching what happened.
It's supposed to be a quiet neighborhood, and I thought it's a quiet neighborhood, and that's all I know.
One woman told us she's related to the two people killed and says she wants changes in local government to try to prevent crimes like this.
We get tired of that. Y'all have drugs in the community. Come on now. We know that got to stop too. But come on now.
With road closures, people even parked along the I-20 frontage road and along neighborhood streets trying to get a look at what's happening. In Forest Hill, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KURLD.
Debate at the Capitol over Texas and should it ban all hemp products with THC.
State Senator Charles Perry's Senate Bill 3 would ban every consumable hemp product except those that just contain CBD and CBG, and it's going to cost retailers.
Adds a $20,000 annual retailer fee.
Allen Police Chief Steve Dye testified in favor of the ban.
Labels on many products did not reflect the actual level of THC inside, which is leading to accidental intoxications, overdoses.
Some retail store owners testified they want tougher regulations on who they can sell to, just not an outright ban on low-level THC. Kevin Hale of the Texas Libertarian Party.
6 years investing in storefronts, payrolls, marketing, supply chains. SB3 pulls the rug out from under them.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
More measles cases in Texas.
12 more cases were diagnosed over the weekend. The total now up to 158. Texas Department of State Health Services Commissioner Jennifer Shuford says there are also a number of suspected cases.
We know of other outbreaks that have happened in the last 10 years across the United States have lasted months, some of them as short as like 2.5 months, but like the one in New York lasting about 10.5 months.
The epicenter, Gaines County, on the border with New Mexico. Two confirmed cases announced January 23rd. One child died in a Lubbock hospital. Nearly all the cases in unvaccinated babies and school-aged children. Shuford says they're working with hospitals statewide to determine how many pediatric beds are available. From the 24-hour news center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
President says the tariffs are coming. The tariffs are coming.
No room left for Mexico or for Canada. No, the tariffs, they're all set. They go into effect tomorrow.
Canada's Foreign Minister Melanie Joly says they're going to retaliate.
We know that this is an existential threat to us, and there are thousands of jobs in Canada at stake. Now, we've done the work. We are ready should the U.S. decide to launch their trade war.
Of course, the tariff news not welcomed on Wall Street. Robert Kaplan is the former president of the Fed in Dallas. He talked to Bloomberg about the impact, and he says believe it or not, there's some optimism.
I think right now, again, we're only 5 weeks into the administration and people are reminding themselves of that. People are optimistic about regulatory relief. They're optimistic, but they're pausing. And I hear from a lot of businesses, we're going to take certain actions, but we're going to slow it down because of the uncertainty. And so it will cause businesses to be more cautious for the time being, maybe not indefinitely, but for the time being.
You know, it was just like 7 weeks ago that we talked to you. So that was right before the inauguration. As we're discussing here, a lot has happened in that short period of time. We're seeing things like the cryptocurrency market rally after the president announced plans for a strategic reserve. So what are the trends at this point like that are really sticking out to you?
So the crypto is, I would argue, more a specific situation because Trump has said he wants to elevate crypto as an industry and he wants to be a leader in it. And they've announced, as you know, that we're going to hold more in reserves. I don't think that's central to the narrative. The narrative is a more organically led economy, less regulated, higher productivity, less government spending. Eventually, we'll be able to sell treasury securities, you know, sell greater duration, have a more financeable government. But we're going through all that right now. I think to help this puzzle fit, more clarity on what we plan to do on tariffs and what we plan to do to the workforce, I think that will make this puzzle work better. And right now we have a broad range of uncertainty. I think it may be helpful to narrow it down and so that we don't slow growth unnecessarily as we're going through this restructuring.
We expect to hear much more from the president tomorrow night when he delivers his address to Congress. We will bring it to you live starting at 8, followed by the Democratic response. It's her first solo appearance since she returned to the White House. The First Lady joined Texas Senator Ted Cruz to ask Congress to pass the Take It Down bill.
In an era where digital interactions are integral to daily life, it is imperative that we safeguard children from mean-spirited and hurtful online behavior.
The senator says the bill makes it a felony to post these videos and requires big tech to have a notice and take-down process.
Disturbingly, many of these victims are teenagers at American high schools who are facing a surge in AI-generated sexual images.
The bill has already passed the Senate. As we get closer to spring break, DeSoto School District says no backpacks this week for kids in grade 6 to 12. The district says it's making the move out of what it calls an abundance of caution. They've had security at the schools all week. The district also says it's going to cut back on any distractions if kids do try to bring their backpacks in. District says they won't store them at the school. You have to take them right back home. Kids get out early for spring break on Friday. Fort Worth replacing some century-old water pipes. You're going to feel it in traffic.
Crews have begun the two-year project of swapping out massive cast iron water mains in western downtown Fort Worth, and it's expected to disrupt several major roads. 85% of the city's annual water main breaks come from these aging pipes. Mary Gugliuza from the Fort Worth Water Department says these pipes are really old.
Some of these water lines may be 100 years old. I mean, some of them we don't actually have a date on. That's how old they are.
The push for replacement comes after multiple disasters, including an August 2023 water main break that flooded roads and businesses, and the February 2021 freeze, which caused widespread pipe burst. From the 24-Hour News Center, George Alfredis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott are kicking off regional high school football, girls flag football leagues around the state. He showed up at AT&T Stadium along with the Cowboys co-owner, Charlotte Jones, and the NFL VP of Flag Football, Stephanie Kwok, had hundreds of students getting their first look at their team jerseys. It's varsity-level flag football, 7-on-7, with 2,000 girls from across the state competing this spring. There's going to be schools from Dallas and Fort Worth, Arlington, Duncanville, DeSoto, Austin, El Paso, and more playing March through May. The championship is going to be right where the Cowboys practice at the Ford Center in Frisco. Jimmy Johnson's decided to call it a career as a football analyst.
You know, I have an absolute ball with my friends on the set, and the best friends I've ever had there with Fox. And But I've made an extremely difficult decision. I've been thinking about it for the last 4 or 5 years.
He spent more time in the booth and studio with Fox than ever as a coach. Here's another TikTok challenge that ends up challenging for the TikTokers and not necessarily other people. This one's called Airport Theory. They challenge the concept that you need to get to the airport a couple of hours early before your flight. They show up late to the airport with just 15 minutes to go before they have to board any of their flights. That way, they don't have to go out of their way, and what they say is a waste of time. Some say it works. In another case, a TikToker got to the airport and didn't get through security in time and missed a flight. The videos have more than 400 million views as people try it out. Kroger CEO just resigned his position from the company. He had to go through investigation into his conduct. Rodney McMullen left the company because Kroger said his behavior went against the company's policy on business ethics. No one's saying what he did, just he's gone. Kroger's named Ron Sargent to serve as board chairman and the temporary CEO. 424 here at KRLD. It's time to check your money. We go to Bloomberg. Erica Herskovich.
Hey, David. Well, yes, stocks took a beating on Wall Street today after President Trump confirmed 25% tariffs against Mexico and Canada will start tomorrow. Trump also signed an order to raise the tariff on China to 20%. The Dow fell 650 points, down 1.5%. The Nasdaq lost 497, down nearly 2%. The S&P down 105, losing almost 3%. Trump's long-promised tariffs, which would apply to roughly $1.5 trillion in annual imports, are set to take effect at midnight. Meanwhile, Taiwan's semiconductor manufacturing company says it will invest $100 billion in U.S. chip plants over the next 4 years. TSMC, the world's leader in production of advanced semiconductors used for artificial intelligence, is the main chip manufacturing partner for NVIDIA and Apple. Apple closed down 2% today, NVIDIA down nearly 9%. I'm Erica Herskowitz with Bloomberg Business on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.